Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Weiss. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Eddie Lucan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kent Peterson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Kent Peterson. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus takes first base on ball four. Heck moves to second. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko strikes out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lamarno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball four. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Hatton moves to second. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heck fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Lucan reaches second base with a double. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer takes first base on ball four. Lucan moves to third. Miller moves to second. Kent Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Miller moves to third. Vollmer moves to second. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz is walked intentionally. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hatton moves to second. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus fields it and throws to second for the out. Hatton moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vollmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kent Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson bunts in front of the plate. McCullough fields it and throws to first for the out. Vollmer moves to second. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vollmer scores. It's 1-0, Reds. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Hatton hits a line drive into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pavko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamarno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lucan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a line drive towards third. Hatton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Kent Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Scheffing pinch hits for Hank Weiss. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry pinch hits for Stan Hack. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry now playing third base. Emil Kush now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Lombardo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lombardo hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pavko hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 3 in the game. McCullough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Livingston pinch hits for Bill Nicholson. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCullough moves to second. Lonnie Frey pinch runs for Mickey Livingston. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Marv Rickard now playing right field. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lucan moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vollmer hits a fly ball into left field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cush fields it and throws to third for the out. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baumholtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-3 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Sturgeon pinch hits for Emil Cush. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Morello moves to third. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pafko hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Morello scores. Waitkus scores. It's Cubs, 3, Reds, 3. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta is walked intentionally. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Chipman now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-4 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Hatton strikes out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. with a walk. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morello hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baumholtz. Morello reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Cubs. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman strikes out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lucan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Usher pinch runs for Eddie Lucan. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vollmer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.